The Warriors wrapping up their three-game road trip in Chicago, facing the Bulls at the United Center, and a first-half explosion from beyond the arc by Klay Thompson, setting the tone. Klay hit 10 threes before the break, piling up 36 points by the half. And in the process, the Warriors setting an NBA record for threes and a half with 17 in a 92-point first half, a new franchise record for points in a half. Then, in the third quarter, more history. Klay ties the record that teammate Stephen Curry set in 2016 for most threes in a game with 13. Then this.
For NBA history, you got it! 14 threes in a game!
Many contributions in this one is back in his hometown of Chicago. Alphonso McKinney with a strong effort and 19 points on the night. As Draymond Green dished out 11 assists, Stephen Curry delivered 23 points and 8 boards, while Kevin Durant added 14 points and 8 assists, and fueled by Klay's 52-point night with 14 threes, the Warriors beat the Bulls 149-124 the final.
Steve Kerr comes back to the town where he won three of his rings. And the winningest coach by percentage in NBA history, he's got another team rolling along here.
Here's what we heard from Klay after the game.
I don't even know. Probably that pull-up three in transition off the bounce. I don't think I had one all year, so that felt good. And I just knew I was due for a big night. I just knew it.
How frustrating has the last 10 days or so been?
It's been frustrating, but I always look at the bright side, and we've been winning games. And I've been shooting a great percentage other than from the three-point line, so I knew it was going to fall eventually. And once it started clicking, it just shows what our team's made of. And we were still winning games when I wasn't even shooting that well. So I always look at the bright side that it was eventually going to come.
Hey, Klay, what were those moments like, not just when you broke the record, but when your teammates were mobbing you, I think, after you hit the first four shots?
And so what I do this for is those moments that you share with your teammates. That's why we play basketball, because it's a collective effort. And I really believe, I don't know if I would have been able to break these records I have gotten in my past, just like tonight, without the system I play in or the team I'm with or the guys I play with. Because, they knew even before I went out for the second half, Steph looked at the box score and said, go get it. And that just shows you the unselfishness that isn't within him. Same with, KD and Draymond and DJ and everyone else that was out there on the floor trying to find me and get me good looks.
What was that lead up like? Because I think Steph tried to pass to you twice, and Draymond and Kevin.
I might have forced a few bad shots, but I was just so anxious, because anytime there's an NBA record at stake, you kind of get a little nervous. And I'm just so blessed to be able to play with the guys I do, and it was an amazing night. I hopefully never forget.
Hey, could you hear the crowd?
It was great. It's rare when that happens. Every game I've had like this has been at home, except for OKC. So tonight was so much fun, and to get an ovation just from these people who are just fans of basketball, and they appreciate a performance like that. And when you just touch the ball and you feel the electricity in the crowd, that's why we play.
When did you start thinking about the record?
When I hit that 13th three, and I was thinking in my mind, man, I'm one more away from an NBA record. I knew it was doable. I just wanted it so badly at that point.
52 points, 5 boards, an NBA record, 14 threes, officially and completely out of his shooting slump. Our Xfinity player of the game. And Klay was just really magnificent. He was something else. And Kareth Burt was able to track down Steph Curry.
Well, Steph is a little puzzled why he's talking to me, and I want to let you guys know we just got the word that Klay got 2 stitches, no concussion, but he's back in the locker room. So we get to talk to Steph before this game. Klay had 5 three-pointers total. He has the NBA record now with 14. Did you sense the dam was going to break for him?
Yeah, at some point. We're never worried about Klay shooting the basketball. Not an ideal start for him, but at some point or another, you'll see a couple go in early and carry that momentum. So I'll let him talk about it after the game. But, yeah, it's fun to watch.
He broke your record, and you were eagerly feeding him. What does it mean to you that your Splash brother has this record now?
I mean, he's an unbelievable shooter. So when he had the first half he did tonight, we were all having fun trying to find different ways to get him open looks, and he was knocking them down. So special night for him. I mean, to be honest with you, like you said, the way he started and to break the seal open and the way he did and set an NBA record is pretty crazy.
Next up, Halloween night at Oracle Arena as the Warriors host the New Orleans Pelicans. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.